A hearty good morning to Carla Marinucci, who is here, of course, from Politico and the California Playbook. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, good morning to you guys. Good to be with you.
I can't help but start, Carla, with the playbook and the tweet of the day from Bill Whelan. Emails you want to ignore. Quote, Russian women want to meet you, unquote.
Yeah, and Russian lawyers want to give you some information.
Yes, yes. So Donald Trump Jr., now there is word, and we spoke to Alan Dershowitz, the attorney, earlier this morning, who said that Trump Jr. probably has not done anything criminal, but the moral issues are a different matter.
I think there are, by the way, some legal experts who disagree with Alan Dershowitz on that, who say that it's illegal for a U.S. political campaign to ask any kind of foreign government or foreign entity for something of value. And this could be seen as a contribution in kind to the Trump presidential campaign, this kind of information. And that is all stuff that is going to be hashed out. There are folks that say he did cross the line. I've talked to campaign veterans, Pat and Larry, who say this whole explanation just doesn't pass the smell test. Trump Jr. was on Hannity last night saying, well, you know, I got an email, and, you know, I have to answer an email.
Right.
But anybody from a campaign will tell you these kind of calls. They get these kind of calls all the time. Hey, I've got dirt on somebody. You want to meet with me? And if it's, I talked to Gary South, who ran Gray Davis's campaign during the recall. He said he got calls suggesting lots of dirt on Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's meet. Mm-hmm. This stuff has not been in the papers. And he said right away, I smelled a setup. There's no, you know, they're going to tape me meeting with them. It's going to come out. Uh-huh. It will hurt my candidate. And he declined. As you remember, the Gore campaign was delivered the Bush briefing book before the debates. They turned it over to the FBI.
That's
they called
true.
The FBI immediately. So you get a call like this from the Russian government, no less. I mean, his emails say that. You call the FBI, you don't call your brother-in-law and your campaign manager and say, hey, let's go meet. I'm just wondering now, did the Russians tape that meeting? Because you know they did, probably.
Yeah, I would have if I were them.
That's probably the next thing to come out on this thing. I mean, this is a world of hurt for Donald Trump Jr. and for President Trump, and I think it's evident in the fact that he hasn't had a public event in 3 days. And we haven't, and now he's headed to France to celebrate Bastille Day, probably to get out of the country and get away from some of these headlines, I guess.
Carla, let's play a game I like to call Who's Got It Worse? The California Republicans, who can't find anybody to run for statewide office, or the California Democrats, who still don't know who should be the head of their party?
That's a tough call.
That's an excellent question. I mean, for the California Republicans here, their problem is, do they embrace Donald Trump or keep him at arm's length? Because only one of the three Republicans running for governor even admits voting for President Trump. President Trump is at a 27% approval rating in California. That's pretty darn low. Okay, so they've got that issue. And you're right, the California Democrats are a party divided. They've still got the Bernie-crat Hillary division going on, and that is evident in the current issue they've got over who's going to be the party chair, who's going to run this party. This is a party, remember, that controls both houses of the state legislature, every statewide office, and yet you're seeing some internal fighting in that party, and if they don't get their stuff together, there's a lot of worry that, you know, they could lose some opportunities coming up in the midterm elections. They want to take back the House, the Democrats do nationally, and about 7 seats are up here in California considered potential. So the Democrats have got to heal their wounds. They got problems as much as the Republicans do.
Yeah, and it seems like tick-tock on that issue, because it's, you know, since everybody got slam dunked last November, there have been enough months in between to try to formulate some sort of a go-to plan, a go-to candidate, etc.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, for the Republicans, look, they're hoping that maybe Trump will pass some kind of tax reform plan, that the economy will boost back up, that there'll be a budget, you know, infrastructure. But it doesn't look like any of that stuff is going to happen, Pat and Larry. I mean, right now, McConnell is calling an end to the August recess. They can't even get health care together. So there's not a lot of legislative victories for the Trump administration in Washington. And I think the Republicans have got to get their stuff together. But the Democrats, too, in California, if they keep infighting, if there's issues like that, they may not be able to seize the moment.
Always a substantive and animated look at politics. Carla, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
That's Politico's California Playbook reporter, Carla Marinucci.